Tanya for the fifth day of Kislev, Hey Kislev, is in Kuntes Achen on Daf Kuf Nun Vov Omud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 606. We are one third of the way down on the page. The line begins, Masha Ein Kain. The Alter Rebbe is describing the virtue of the act of the mitzvah that makes it greater even than the learning, than the understanding, than the love and fear with which a person serves God. And that is, that the love and the fear, the understanding, the intellect that a person has, even in godliness, does not allow him to approach the essence of God. He comes in contact only with the existence of God, the external part. As it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he could see the external, the back, but not the face. And that's by virtue of his own greatness. But by virtue of the mitzvah, one, we can come into contact with the essence of God. Mash'ein ke'maisa ha-mitzveis. Now, when it comes to the act of a mitzvah, not our understanding of the mitzvah, or our feelings for the mitzvah, but the act of the mitzvah itself, this is, when it comes to the act itself, it says concerning the luchais, the stone on which the luchais were written, on which the aseres hadibros were written, it says, ma'isel ikim heima heina. The act of the mitzvah, they are ma'isel ikim, which means that the act of the mitzvah, this is God's part of the mitzvah. Our understanding of it, our love and fear that goes along with it, this is our part. But the act of the mitzvah, that's God's part. The act of God, God's act, which is the mitzvah, comes down through the chain of worlds. Mikelim da'atzilus, from the vessels of Atzilus. Lebiyah, to the lower worlds, mimuhuson vi'atzmuson, the chitzeniyuson, from the essence of the sviris through their external expression. For example, kamei al derech moshel esrigu minov, hilbish bohen hakadosh baruch hu, in the esrig and the other three parts of the lulav and esrig, God clothes within that mitzvah, mimuhuson vi'atzmuson de chasodim, from the essence of the chesed, which is pnimis de zo, chesed and gvura, are called the pnimis of zo. So the chesed and the gvura of zo expresses itself in the mitzvah, v'hainu, mebechinas chitzeinu yuson. How does it do that? Through the lower attributes of zo, through netzach ed yesed malchus, as we said earlier, that the mitzvahs express themselves through all six midas, primarily in chesed and gvura, and then the chesed and the gvura, the pnimius of the midas of atzilus, express themselves through the lower attributes, netzach ed yesed malchus. Keneida b'chol mitzvahs ma'isiyes, as is known in all active mitzvahs, not only in the lulav and esrig, but in every act of every mitzvah. So that's the case in the mitzvah. Mash'ein kein ha'odom, whereas the person cannot reach the inner aspects of the attributes. And that's what is called the face of God. The external, what it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that you can see the outside, the external, those are the lower attributes, netzach, hed, yesed, malchus. Whereas the face, that's the chesed and gevura. Mash'ein kein ha'odom, afilu yesh le neshama da'atzilus, even if he has a neshama of atzilus, he has a very high neshama, but ma'ach ha'shem ulubeshes beguf, but because the neshama is clothed in a body, and is to some degree restricted by that body, le yuchal limtze benafshe, he cannot find through his own soul, not within his soul, but through his soul, like when it says, Vayikach biyodei, he took with his hand, not necessarily in his hand. So he can't find by using his nefesh. Ulahasig, and he can't understand by using his seichel, muhusan v'atzmusan, the essence, shelpnimis hachsodim, the zodatzilus, of the inner attributes of chesed of atzilus. Why can't he understand it and can't grasp it? Ki ho atzilus hi b'chinas chaya b'chvalus ha'ilim es abiyya. Because the four worlds, atzilus, b'ya, yitzir, asiyya, correspond to the four parts of the neshama that are nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya. So the world of atzilus corresponds to the level of chaya. Shehi b'chinas makif mil mailo, and we know that the level of chaya of the neshama is the part of the neshama that hovers above, represented by the yamulke, the eina mislabeshes b'keli klal. So the same is true also in the divine, in the world, and in the attributes above, that which is on the corresponds to chaya also has the same properties, the same characteristics, that it does not enter into the vessel, but remains above the vessel. And therefore, the nefesh, as it is in the body, cannot grasp and understand the essence of atzilus, because atzilus does not make itself available in the vessel, in the body. Ki im mitziuson, only the existence of atzilus, but not the essence of atzilus, is knowable, can be grasped by the neshama in the body. Al yidei d'chilu rechim u'sichlim, through love and fear that come from intelligence, from the knowledge of God. Mashikosu v'ra'isa esachezai, that what it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that you will see the back, but not the face. But even so, when we talk about the essence versus the existence, something, we can know that something is, and we can know what it is. So knowing what it is, that is the essence. Knowing that it is, that's the external existence of it. So the Rebbe is asking, if we're talking about the external existence, the fact of it, of the existence of Atzilus, then the word v'ra'isa, the term seeing, would not be appropriate. Because seeing usually applies to the essence. When you see something, you see its essence. You see the thing itself. Not only do you know that it exists, but you're seeing it itself. So the term seeing seems to be more appropriate for the essence of something than for the presence of something. So here it says that he saw only the presence, and yet it says that he saw it. So that the answer that who b'derech nevuah dafkin. This, the ability to see, and obviously he saw an essence, but he saw it only because it was through prophecy. Shehu hispashtas hagashmis, and during prophecy, the Navi basically transcends his body. K'meshikosov b'raya mehem d'pashem mishpotem. Haynu hatam. So this is the reason. Fi she'ef shele nivro lahasikum b'muhusa likus. Because no created being can understand any part of the essence of God, Shehu HaBezer, because he is the creator. And between the created being and the creator, there's an infinite gulf. Ubli Hasago, and if you don't comprehend the essence of God, Ein Zu Halbosho Tviso Dveikus Amitis. So going back to the initial statement, although we are told that we should cleave to God through his attributes, which means that through love and fear and seichel, we can cleave to God, so the Rebbe says, true cleaving can only come when you understand, when you grasp thoroughly. When we're told that in the essence of God we cannot have any grasp at all, so how can we cleave to the essence of God when we can't understand the essence of God? So that becomes impossible through the efforts of the nefesh and of the seichel and of the midas of the human being. But the esrig, for example, the esrig comes from the essence of the attributes of Zoh through Malchus of Zoh, Shehu b'chinas elikus, which is not an attribute of godliness, but is godliness itself, k'me shekosu beitz chayim, shekol ha-peideis heim ba-atzilus. All the fruits come from the world of Atzilus, only in all other fruits that fact is completely concealed, just like God is concealed from creation. Whereas in the mitzvah, in the esrig, the origin of the fruit, the origin of the esrig is revealed, and the origin is Atzilus. Because 30 vessels of Atzilus come down into Biyah, which means the Malchus, Yesed, and Haid, 10 vessels of each come down into Biyah, Vehein Yud Maimari Shebehem Nivra Ha'ilam, and they are the 10 utterances with which the world was created, Al Yedei Slapshus B'nukva Da'asiyo, and then it clothes itself in the Malchus of Asiyo, Mehus B'mehus, essence to essence. Because the vessels of Atzilus become the neshama of the world of Asiya. So that it is the godliness of the world of Atzilus, not the vessels of Atzilus, not the chambers of Atzilus. Lefi sheba Atzilus iyuviga meyuchad hamaitel v'hanetel. Because in Atzilus, he and his vessels are one. The vessels in Atzilus are godliness. In the lower worlds, the light is the godliness, and the vessel is the restriction of that godliness. But in Atzilus, even the vessels are godliness. Emanator and emanation are one. V'yedei hislapshes mohus ha-neshama b'mohus ha-kelem d'nuk v'dasiyo, and by having the essence of Atzilus, the mahus of the neshama, clothed in the mahus of the vessels of Malchus of Asiya, nishave ha-esrig, from that the esrig is created. Nimtza kishetayfis ha-esrig menanei kihilchosei, the result is that when he holds the esrig and he shakes it the way he's supposed to, according to halacha, hadeza teifes mamish chayusei hamelubish bei, then he is holding the energy that is contained in the esrig minukva da'atzilus hamiyuchedes be'erin sef ma'itzel baruch. He's holding the energy of Malchus of Atzilus that is absolutely one with God himself. Mash'ein ken b'kavanosei, whereas when a person has a kavana of a mitzvah, not that he's not doing the mitzvah, but as far as the kavana is concerned, what does the kavana accomplish? Ein ne'masig v'teifis af hayedei ha'seid, he does not grasp this godliness, even if he knows the kabbalistic meaning behind the mitzvah. Ela mitziyusa v'loy muhusa. He grasps only the presence of it, but not its essence. Ach, limud hilchas esrig, masig v'teifis esrig mamesh. But if he is studying the laws of the esrig, here he is grasping the godliness of the esrig. Umitzvosei kehalocha b'b'chinas dibro machshava. The Kolishkin Halemet Hasid, a person is learning the halachas of the esrig, the mitzvahs of it, the details of it in speech and in thought, then it's as if he has the esrig itself. and certainly if he is studying the Kabbalistic meaning of the essay. Aval Davke say this ha-mitzvah, but only if he's studying the secret meaning of the mitzvah, meaning the Kabbalistic insight into the mitzvah. The legor ha-milimad hilcheseha, because that's not worse, not less, than studying the halachas of the mitzvah, concerning which it says that ma'ila olav ha-kosuv, that the Torah considers it as if you did the mitzvah. So certainly if he's studying the Kabbalistic meaning behind the mitzvah, it is certainly no worse. V'adirabit, maybe even better. Because when he studies the Kabbalah of the mitzvah, then the godliness of it may not be as tangible, but it is more revealed. Af she'eini masig ha-mahus, even though he doesn't understand the essence. But that's the virtue of the mitzvah, not so much the virtue of the understanding. In the Hayyim Yom for the fifth day of Kislev, Hey Kislev, the Rebbe writes that the Pasuk says that there was a ladder that was standing on the ground, Vezeshe Magi HaShemayma, and the head, the top of it, reached the heavens. Davening is the ladder that connects the soul to godliness. And although it stands on the ground, which means that the beginning of davening is no more than an acknowledgement, yet its top reaches the heaven. Heaven means a state of total bittul, of total self-nullification. But one reaches this level through the prior attainment of understanding and grasping the subject or the message that is inherent in the Psukei D'Zimra and in the brachas of the Shema and in the Shema itself. So the latter is basically the Shema Ne'esrei. And before you can get to the Shema Ne'esrei, you have to go through the stages of Psukei D'Zimra, the brachas of the Shema, and the Shema.